Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. While the NHL is mired in a lockout, the Cincinnati Cyclones are still on the ice. Cyclone spokesman Nick Brunker is in the front row with Betsy Ross this morning to talk about this year's team.
Well, the Cincinnati Cyclones, as hockey fans probably know in this area, have had several lives here in different locations and in different leagues. Well, the latest incarnation of the Cyclones is up and running for this season. And the Cyclones and their minor league brethren right now are literally the only game in town as the NHL kind of works out its labor dispute. But the Cyclones are back on the ice better than ever. And talk about the Cyclones and hockey in general. Nick Brunker is the voice of the Cyclones, spending the weekend in beautiful Elmira, New York. Nick, thanks for being with us on the front row.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Of course, the Cyclones are playing Elmira this weekend. Got Friday and Saturday back-to-back there. That's kind of the life of the minor leaguer. You get on the bus and you see the USA, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure. That is not sometimes the prettiest of sights, but, you know, it's part of the gig. We do have some pretty fun travels this year. I mean, all joking aside, we go down to Orlando, which opened up a team this off season, and we always usually head down at least once to Estero, Florida, which is just north of Fort Myers, and so we end up getting a chance to see some warm weather, and then obviously you mix in cities like tonight and tomorrow, Elmira, New York, and we'll also visit Redding, Pennsylvania, which is another beautiful place to be, but no, it's really just an opportunity to go see some hockey, and that's really how we look at it. It's a chance to travel around and experience some different cities, some different areas of the country. I guarantee you I probably would not have otherwise visited.
Well, I think that's really the beauty of hockey before we start talking about the Cyclones themselves. But I think that, you know, if you're a fan of hockey, you are a passionate fan of hockey, and you will go anywhere, anytime to go see the game. And I think that, someone like you, and I know you're very passionate about the game, you'll take those minor league bus trips. The players will take those minor league bus trips.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that also just it spills over into the road atmosphere, too. I mean, as much as you get excited to be at home at U.S. Bank Arena to watch your team and to be a part of that experience, it's also very fun and rewarding to, you know, kind of play the role of the enemy every now and again. It's not like you're, you know, really going into extremely hostile environments where people are absolutely, you know, screaming obscenities at you and being upset. But at the same time, it's quite fun to be that kind of adversary and to hear when you score a goal, the place kind of get a little louder and boos. And some places are better than others. I mean, Toledo is one of our rivals, so they usually have a pretty good crowd for our games just because of not only just the sheer locality, the rivalry of the Battle of Ohio almost, but they love their hockey just as much as we do up there.
Looking at the Cyclones, of course, we know they have such a great history. They had a wonderful championship run. And the thing is about minor league hockey is, you know, you do hope that the players that you have get to move up into, you know, the next division, into the NHL. So you're always turning over personnel, and it's got to be tough for anybody to come in and really almost start all over every season. Of course, you have still a fairly new coach that's at the head of the operations there. Tell us a little bit about Coach Scaldi and really how he handles the new players and working in some of the leftovers, the holdovers from seasons past.
Boy, it's a trick. Every week seems to be a new challenge for this guy. And I think this year, more than any other, is with the lockout being so prevalent and all the players being squeezed down from the upper levels, it has made his job more challenging than perhaps ever in the history of the game, excluding, of course, in 2004-05 when the season was canceled in the NHL and there was kind of a similar problem. And that even at that point, the game has developed so much more and so much beyond that. I think his role on the team is so important now because he's running the team on the ice, but he's also, between him and the assistant coach Matt McDonald, trying to balance, you know, salary caps and, you know, the you know, ever-changing landscape of the NHL's lockout, because if there's a call-up at the next level, the American Hockey League, that means it's going to trickle down to us where we're likely going to lose a guy. So over the years, it's really been the opposite direction, the opposite problem, where you have not enough guys and you're looking for somebody to fill some shoes. Now it's almost as if you're looking to find a way to play all this talent at once because you just have so much and where do you put him? And that's kind of the challenge that he has had and has done a great job.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Nick Brunker. He is the voice of the Cincinnati Cyclones as the Cyclones are in their first month of their brand new season. Nick, you touched on it with the NHL, and any time that there's any kind of labor dispute that involves a major sports entity, you know, you as a casual fan kind of look at it and go, you know, dudes, just how hard can this be to settle? And especially when you look at the NHL, you mentioned that they lost a season less than a decade ago. They lost an entire season, and now they've already said that, you know, at best scenario, they probably won't be playing until maybe the holidays, probably the first of the year, if indeed they do get this season going. The NHL is not like pro football. It's not like you're printing money like pro football tends to do. Why do you think that these issues continually, historically, come up with hockey?
It's a tough question. I think, honestly, the way things are built in the hockey world these days, there obviously is a similar parallel to, okay, the owners have and the players have not. Certainly, you, and I think as a casual fan, this is where if casual fans or really even hardcore fans, they look at the business model and they say, you're making millions, owners, maybe billions, depending on where you are, most likely the high millions. Players, you're making millions. Why the heck can't you just figure it out and play hockey? This is ridiculous. I think that there is that angle that fans look at, but I think the players and the owners look at the way this very well could shape how the future of the game is played in terms of who's getting the slice of the pie, and the money, the revenue being shared, all the pension, all of the retirement, all of the insurance. There's so many different layers to this that I think it both sides want to make sure that they don't end up getting screwed down the line. They don't want to set up a plan in place where they're, you know, in 5 or 6 years setting a precedent now that, you know, hey, well, we did it before. Why aren't we doing it again when the next round of labor negotiations come into play? So I think that they're both sides are very, very careful and cautious that they don't just accept the deal before they're very sure that it's going to benefit their side. And unfortunately, both sides are very, I'd say, stone-headed. I mean, both sides see their perspective points as the right one. And I think that it's tough to find middle ground in that mind. At the end of the day, though, hockey, like you said, Betsy, is not a it's a mainstream sport, but it's not football.
Right.
It's not baseball. It's not going to elicit that type of viewership, listenership, that kind of thing. And I think that if you continue to go down this road, there is a good chance that, and we saw it the last time with ESPN going away, realistically, they didn't cover any more hockey. That took a segment of fans that was not otherwise watching and put them on the ice, basically. And now your NBC is building up a pretty good list of viewership with the old Versus Network turning into the NBC Sports Network. They've built such a good group of fans that probably didn't watch. And now here we are, same situation, where if they lock out again, they lose the season, there's going to be a percentage of fans that say, and I'll find something else to do with my time. And that's the worst thing that can happen to a sport. And I think both sides know that. But at the end of the day, money talks, right?
Yeah, it sure does. So let's talk about the guys who are playing in the ECHL Cincinnati Cyclones. You're batting about .500 so far in this season. Tell us about the team, the players, who we should watch this week or this entire season.
Well, this is a year, like I said before earlier, with all the talent that is here, you're going to have a chance to likely come down to the arena on any given night, and there are plenty of nights to watch, and see a player or two that very likely in the next 3 years, granted if the NHL starts playing again, will be in the NHL. I think there are players on all of our lines. We have three offensive lines and three defensive pairings, a couple of goalies as well. Our goaltender, Brian Foster, who has been, you know, a consistent grower. He's obviously gotten better every year he's been here. This is going to be his third full season with the club. He came in after spending his college career at the University of New Hampshire. He has really, really turned it on. He's in a contract year, so he's trying to earn himself a second full contract. And then you have guys like David Sakan, Garrett Wilson, Jonathan Hazen, who was just reassigned this week. These are guys that are making a lot of money for their respective contracts, that are trying to show the scouts. And there are many of them here in Elmira this weekend that are watching to see if they have what it takes to make an impression at the next level. And so I think there is that sense of, with the NHL gone, all the talent down, who is going to impress the scouts and the talent, and the coaches and all of the people that are watching from afar or maybe even in person like tonight, who's going to impress? And I think Jonathan Hazen, Wilson, Foster, and Pekan are guys that are quite honestly talents that they could move up to the next level soon.
Well, not too many teams do as great of a job as the Cincinnati Cyclones of really reaching out to the community, doing anything and everything they can not to just sell the sport of hockey, but to sell entertainment. And the Cyclones do such a great job. If you have not been to a game, it's just a lot of fun to go. And so if you have a chance, please go see them. Nick Brunker, the voice of the Cyclones, thanks for being with us and good luck to the Cyclones tonight.
Thanks, Betsy. Appreciate you having me on.